Genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Hi, this is Bill Frank, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We're live every day, Monday through Friday, on here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You can also hear us streaming over the internet at brainstormingonline.com. My goal is to bring you interviews with thought leaders in business, entertainment, sports, and the local community. Together, we'll listen to what these people say and relate it to how we live and work right here in Ventura County. Brainstorming with Billy the Brain is smart radio with sharp questions aimed at intelligent guests. It's talk radio done right for the 21st century. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008, or if you're outside of the area code, it's area code 805-639-0008. And you'll want to keep that number handy because I'm going to be giving away two sandwiches or two salads to Urbane Cafe a little bit later in the show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is commentators. Each of my guests is a commentator either in morals, politics, or business. We're going to explore each of their specialties today. My first guest is the founder of the Foundation of Human Understanding. His syndicated radio show is heard over 130 stations across the United States. We'll look at the hypnotic state of influence in the United States to determine if one can act against one's own free will. My second guest is the senior economics reporter for CNBC. He reports on all economic indicators. We'll discuss whether the United States is heading into a double-dip recession after quantitative easing 2 has ended. My third guest calls himself a brink thinker. He's a radio and television personality who delivers the ultimate jolt of energy. We'll discuss dysfunctional state of American politics that we're experiencing today. And as always, if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. My first guest, Roy Masters, is an English radio commentator, author, and based near Grants Pass, Oregon. He discusses Christianity, psychology, and philosophy. His commentary is distributed through his Foundation of Human Understanding, which includes a radio program, books, audio and video recordings, a website, church services, and meetings. Roy originally planned to go to medical school, but after his father's death of a heart attack when Roy was just 12, the family could not afford to send him to college, and so he went to Brighton, England, where he apprenticed to be a diamond cutter. At 18, he served in the Royal Sussex Regiment of the British Army. In 1948, at the age of 20, he traveled to South Africa to pursue the diamond profession, but he returned to England. During his time in South Africa, however, he became more interested in the power of suggestion and the way the mind influences bodily functions. In 1949, he relocated to the United States, and in 1952, he met and married his wife, Anne. They moved from Birmingham, Alabama, and settled in Houston, Texas, eventually settling out in Los Angeles before they moved up to Grants Pass, Oregon. Seeing demonstrations by stage hypnotists meant to entertain people, Roy wondered if hypnosis could be put to better use as a way to fulfill his interest in the healing profession. Roy has developed his own approach to hypnosis, and in 1961, he founded the Foundation of Human Understanding. Joining us from Grants Pass, Oregon. Hi, Roy. How are you today?
Oh, well, I've been on the air for 53 years, and I have 250 stations.
It's 250. Oh, my goodness gracious. Congratulations. I didn't mean to sell you short there.
And the thing I learned from hypnosis is that you don't need anybody's permission. It's imposed. If I wanted to be rude to you right now, I could do it in this very special way. And if you would get upset, I'd own you.
Oh, okay.
In other words, I don't mean to be rude when I say you. I mean everybody.
All right.
And I've taken on gang leaders. I've taken on some very serious situations in my life when they travel around the world. And I always win by psychological warfare. But it's you need to know that you don't need anybody's position. All you have to do is shock them with cruelty and betrayal. And if you can engineer that, your government can actually conquer the whole of this country by engineering producing stress and strategic stress that will shock people. Do promise something, deliver another, that sort of thing. But do it purposely so that everybody gets more and more upset and starts taking it out on each other. And each person becomes a change agent for the system. So when you get upset, you may take it out on your wife when you come home from work. Your wife takes it out on the children. And each time you upset somebody, they take on a little bit of your way of life. They take on the piece of your identity. So if you can keep the nation upset, and you've given your soul, you've given your loyalty to the people who upset you and seduce you. And so the other part of the hypnosis is to rise to the occasion and approve of the behavior that you've just implanted. So it's called the love-hate relationship. You've often heard that.
Yes, yes.
It can start with love and then get love betrays. And they pull off the mask and they upset you and you find out you're losing a war you didn't know you were fighting, and then you get upset. You thought you were being loved and you're being screwed with love. And there was no love behind it. It was just making you feel better. But, you know, the minute you give yourself to happiness and expect someone to give you something in exchange for you giving something, it depends upon who the one is most adept manipulator, who is the one that's the slave. In other words, basically, intimidation and your reaction of resentment is the game. If you could learn not to be resentful and angry, annoyed, aggravated, irritated, if you understand that the average person is a clone, but he's not an original. The psychopath is an original. So somewhere there's a Hitler, and the Hitler can actually take normal people and make copies of himself, and they will do for him and do to others what was done to them, and he will reward them for being cruel. And that's how a whole society comes down. You create a whole ring of people that enlarges and enlarges until the whole country is engulfed with people doing mean things to each other.
My guest is Roy Masters. He's the author of a new book, Hypnotic States of Americans, a spiritual survival manual for every American family in a perilous world. Now, Roy, from that last answer, you're not implying that we're going down that path today in the United States, are you?
We are going to lose America for sure.
And what makes you say that?
Because I understand the game. You don't have, with all due respect to some of the people listening, you already have people who are enamored. See, what you don't understand that the hypnotist is a corrupter. In other words, for sin, or original sin, if you like, the original sin in your life is when your parents are impatient with you and you get upset, and pretty soon you lose your ability to function from your own God-given common sense, and you intend to try to please the abuser, and the abuser can never be pleased because he's learned that by abusing you, you'll do anything to keep peace. And then you become an appeaser. So in your life, you'll only play one or two roles. The appeaser, so you don't want to be like the person you hate, which you're becoming. So, but you keep on trying to please them, but the more you please them, the more you teach them that they can have their way by being mean to you. And the only other choice is to do unto others what was done to you. So then you become the abuser. And so the whole system of America will become a chain of command, where the biggest abuser and the biggest charlatan is at the top. You notice that charlatans seem to be having their way in this country.
Well,
is, you know, pimps and, you know, pornography, you know, alcoholism, and, you know, every kind of perversion is a seduction, and there's two forms of seduction. First of all, you can upset the person. Then you make the person feel guilty because upset. You cannot serve two masters. When you get upset, you fall away from your common sense, and you begin to accept the identity, the will of the person who has upset you. And you think that trying to keep peace with them is love. No, it's a form of slavery. And this is the cause of mental illnesses and all kinds of broken families, where families try to assert their anger upon each other, hoping that the anger they have felt will be stronger than the one they feel. And in order to turn the tables on a person, you have this war of ascendancy. And so you have to understand what original sin is: seduction, to lie and to disappoint. So if I promise you something, and I pretend to love you, but I'm really manipulating you, and when I've got what I want, I pull off my mask, you will find yourself waking up fighting, losing a war you didn't know you're fighting. And all of a sudden you become upset. But then you feel guilty. If you're decent, you feel guilty, but you don't understand the nature of the guilt. The guilt has given, you've actually, through being angry, you've given your loyalty to the bully.
All right, I see the logic in that.
You don't understand the psychology. It's very profound.
It is, and I see the logic of that, Roy.
It's upsetting people, and but I have learned to counter it.
How?
I've learned to learn never to respond to the pressure. And when people try to pressure me and upset me, whether they meant it or mean it or not, if I stay calm and not be affected and not take it personally, the fact that they take the energy to upset me, they live from my failing. So I understand that. So if I don't get upset, it upsets the villain, because he cannot upset you, because the only way he can control you is to make you upset and make you give in, to put enough pressure in you so you're tired of the pressure and you want to go along, get along. But I'm movable. And when I'm immovable, I'm gentle. And so the fact that I do not reflect them upsets them so much, they reflect the good in me. And it runs around like a tick in his ear, and they get worse, I become a stronger man.
All right, now, Roy.
Everybody understood this. They can go to Amazon and get a copy of my Hypnotic States of America, my Americans, and overcome. The military are using, I've given 65,000 of these CDs called Coping Strategies. And if people want to go to copingstrategiescd.org, they can actually get the technique of meditation free. The army's using it. The whole of the army's up in uproar because WorldNet Daily, if you look it under Roy Masters WorldNet Daily, that's a news website, they have a huge expose on the fact that all the generals and all the pastors, what do they call the pastors in the army? The
chaplains in the army.
I can't find the words, but you use the pastor in the army pastors.
Well, that would be a chaplain, I think.
They're all on board with this because there's no religious language in it. But yet it brings them back to the state of common sense they were born with. And after that, no one can touch you. All your illnesses, mental illnesses, emotional illnesses, your family problems, all disappear. And it works.
Now, my guest is
CopingStrategiesCD.com. You can go there, or you can go to Amazon and get a copy of my book. But you can actually listen to the technique, and it will work for you.
Well, give us the secret sauce, Roy. Give us the secret sauce, because there's some good information in that answer that you just gave us. How do I learn to meditate? How do I learn to put myself into that peaceful
spot? I can give you a little clue, my friend.
I would love that.
Would you like a clue?
Absolutely.
You got 3 minutes?
We do.
All right. Look, close your eyes. This is counter-hypnotic.
Okay.
Ready?
Ready.
If you close your eyes, this simple procedure has been lost for centuries. If you close your eyes and look at your eyelids with your mind's eye, you can actually see your own eyelids. A monkey can't see its own eyelids simply because it's all monkey all the way through. You have a spirit. So that spirit suddenly can look at its eyelids. But when you do that, you'll find a little sparkle in the front of your forehead, like the stars of heaven looking through the Hubble telescope, but the stars are moving around like little pixels. Now, there's no thought there because you are sitting outside your brain box. And so you don't have to shut down your thoughts. You just separate from your mind. So your conscious mind is no longer entangled with your unconscious mind, which makes you out of control. Now, at that point, the light of God, that light that you see, will play on the surface of your brain. And when you see that light show and just watch it, become aware of your first finger of your right hand until the awareness makes it tingle without effort. And then you shift your attention from one finger to another, so each finger tingles in turn. You will be transmitting energy from within, And the energy from within is carries information. Just like when you get upset, it separates you from the energy from within, and the energy of the world gets inside you and makes you cause you to have all kinds of bad thoughts. And that will be in conflict where the energy could come from within and give you good thoughts and put a light onto your feet. So if you could just practice that little exercise of the stoplight, or sit on your thunder mug in the bathroom, God doesn't care where you are.
Okay.
So if you could just practice closing your eyes and looking at your eyelids, and no words need to be said, for the Father in heaven knoweth what you need before you ask, that will cause the separation of the conscious mind from the subconscious mind. So what you'd be looking at is the surface of your brain. And that's why all those little pixels are coming through the lens of your freed conscience. Your freed conscience is free from the tangle in your emotional thinking. Your emotional thinking is a detriment.
Now, that is amazing.
And you're giving other people control over you. If they can upset you, they can put information into that emotional energy, and it explodes in your brain as if they're your own thoughts.
That is a great exercise, Roy. Thank you for sharing that with us. Now, if people are interested in learning more about you, learning more about your book, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
Well, first of all, you can get several books on Amazon, and the one I'm trying to push right now, which is not the most important one, but it's most important for the survival of America. Otherwise, you can get How Your Mind Can Make You Well and The Road Back to Meaning and Happiness from Despair. I got 6 books. I've written them 50 years ago,
mm-hmm.
but I put new covers on them, and they're up on Amazon. But you can also go to my website, fhu.com, and there's that other one I mentioned is a combination of a military site. I share a military site with the gentleman who distributes 65,000 and as much as I can afford, and it cures. It literally cures. It's a self-cure. The person with a piece of plastic can sit quietly, listen to that technique, and overcome post-traumatic stress disorder. And if you want to go to worldnetdaily.com and put in Roy Masters' article.
Oh, that is great, Roy. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Too much talking.
Thank you for being our guest. We'll talk to you later now.
Bye.